Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Here.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Dockstader.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquivel.
Here.
Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Hines.
Here.
Jennings.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Martin.
Here.
Meyer. Meyer.
Here.
Nicholas.
Here.
Nutting.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Schiffer.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Platern.
Here.
President Anderson.
Here.
Meyer.
Excused.
29 present, 1 excused.
Prayer by Reverend Veit.
I'd like to offer you a prayer for justice. Let us pray. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially move the hearts of the people of this Senate, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatreds cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Through our one and holy God. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will a reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January the 11th, 2011, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Nutting, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report then is so adopted. The doctor of the day, Dr. Pat Yost from Cheyenne. Nurse for the day, none has been scheduled for today. On this day in history, in 1904, the American automobile engineer and racing driver Henry Ford achieved a new land speed record of 91.37 in his 999 car on a frozen lake in St. Clair, just out of Detroit. Are there any messages from the House?
From the House of Representatives, January the 11th, 2011. Message number 4, corrected copy. Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following standing committee for the 2011 general session of the 61st Legislature.
Okay,
dispensing
you.
With the reading, from the House of Representatives, January 11th, 2011, message number 5, Mr. President, the House of Representatives appointed the following employees for the 2011 general session of the 61st Legislature. They are as follows, and I am dispensing with the reading of the names.
Thank you. Members of the Senate, I'm going to take just a minute here in the program to recognize a newer member of our body. So if I could, our page, Curry Anderson. Curry, would you come over here to this mic over here for just a second? Curry, first of all, we really appreciate your service here, and I think that you'll find the next 2 weeks to be both in the entertaining and enlightening as well. But traditionally, we give a small gift at the end of your service. And I thought this year, instead of giving at the end of your service, that the gift might be more appropriately given to you at the beginning. Now, what we have for you is a bit of a badge that somewhat resembles the one that you'll see on many of the members of the body. This is, of course, the state seal. And we're going to give you that small token so that you can kind of wear it during your service. And so that we would hope that you could wear this proudly. And as you go through time, that this would help in you remembering this experience and remembering many of the acquaintances you make while you're here. So thank you for being here, and we're so glad to have you. Here's this little box that you can keep that if you'd like. Messages from the House. I'm sorry. Introduction and reference to bills. Senate File 67, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 67, Guardianship and Wards Sealed Records, an act relating to guardians and wards, sponsored by Senator Ross.
Senate File 67 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 68, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 68, Summary Probate Amendments, and Act Relating to Probate, sponsored by Senator Ross.
Senate File 68 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 90, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 90, Wyoming Nurse Practice Act Amendments, and Act Relating to the Wyoming Nurse Practice Act, sponsored by Senator Nutting.
Senate File 90 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next bill for our consideration, Senate File 93, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 93, Dietetics Licensure, an Act Relating to Professions and Occupations, sponsored by Senator Martin.
Senate File 93 has been referred to Number 1, Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 88, first reading of the bill.
Senate File Number 88, Expungement of Nonviolent Felonies, and Act Relating to Crimes and Punishment, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senate File 88 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 89, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 89, Adult Protective Services, and Act Relating to Adult Protective Services, sponsored by Senator Ross.
File number 89 has been referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 86, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 86, Agricultural Fuels Tax Exemption, and Act Relating to Taxation and Revenue, sponsored by Senator Meyer.
Senate File 86 has been assigned to Committee Number 3, Revenue. Senate File 70, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 70, Education Accountability, an Act Relating to Public Education, sponsored by the School Finance Committee.
Senate File 70 has been assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 71, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 71, Education, Hunter Safety Courses, an Act Relating to Education, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senate File 71 has been assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 58, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 58, Landowner Rights in Wind Energy Development, an Act Relating to Industrial Siting for Wind Energy Facilities, sponsored by Senator Anderson.
Senate File 58 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, agriculture. Senate File 78, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 78, Temporary In-Stream Flows, an act relating to in-stream flows, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 78 has been assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 62, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 62, Large Project Funding, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act, sponsored by the Natural Resource Funding Committee.
Senate File 62 has been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 79, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 79, Recreation Safety Act Waiver on behalf of minors, an act relating to the Recreation Safety Act, sponsored by Senator Case.
Senate File 79 has been assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 85, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 85, Game and Fish Violations Penalties, an act relating to game and fish, sponsored by Senator Burns.
Senate File 85 has been referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. Senate File 12, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 12, County Authority, Smoking Bans, an act relating to county powers and authority, sponsored by Senator Scott.
Senate File 12 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 54, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 54, Disability Insurance Rates Notice, an act relating to insurance, sponsored by Senator Schiffer.
Senate File 54 has been assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 72, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 72, Fair Practices of Equipment Act Amendment, an act relating to the Fair Practices of Equipment Act, sponsored by Senator Christensen.
Senate File 72 has been assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 92, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 92, Natural Gas Storage, an act relating to natural gas storage, sponsored by Senator Bebout.
Senate File 92 has been referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 49, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 49, Denturist, an act relating to the licensure of denturist, sponsored by Senator Geis.
Senate File 49 has been assigned to Committee 10, Labor. Senate File 84, first reading of the bill.
Senate File 84, Hospital Services Collection Rates, an act relating to consumer credit for hospital charges, sponsored by Senator Rothfuss.
Senate File 84 has been assigned to Committee 10, Labor. Reports from standing committees.
January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your Committee Number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 38, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Barnard, Coe, Jennings, Landon, Rothfuss, Senator Co-Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 16, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Cole, Jennings, Landon, Rothfuss, Senator Cole, Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 35, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Hicks, Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 11, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Burns, Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, and Perkins, Senator Perkins, Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 76, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cole, Cooper, Jennings, and Rothfuss, Senator Bebout, Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 74, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cole, Cooper, Jennings, and Rothfuss, Senator Bebout, Chairman. January the 12th, 2011, Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 75, reports back with the recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Bebout, Cole, Cooper, Jennings, and Rothfuss, Senator Bebout, Chairman.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor?
You certainly may.
Thank you. First, before I give you a kind of heads up of what we'll be doing, I have been asked by our staff that to let anybody know that there looks like an ear telephone of some sort that was found over by. Oh, okay. So we'll give this to Senator Nutty. You can. It's official journal committee phone. Is that what that is? Mr. President,
yes,
members of the Senate, we're going to try to do, before I make the motion to recess, I just wanted to give you a heads up. There are some bills that have now come back from committee. For those new members that have not experienced how we post committee of the whole notices, the numbers will be on the boards up in front of you. Please check those before you leave. That will be the order in which general file will be conducted tomorrow. There are about 5 or 6 bills. It'll be an opportunity for you to get going right away, and we'll work a few bills. There's not a lot back from committee yet, but if you see a bill that's on the board and it happens to be your bill and you're not ready, please let me know. Otherwise, be prepared to present your bill upon recommendation of the chairman of the committee from which it came tomorrow morning. With that, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate stand in recess until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Are there any announcements? Senator Scott?
Mr. President, an announcement particularly for the members of the Labor Committee, but anybody else is invited. Tomorrow there will be we've labeled it a healthcare training session. What it really is, we're going to listen to the experts from the National Conference of State Legislatures, Martha King and Linda Tobler, on the national reform bill and its intricacies, and Meredith Acey from the governor's office as well. We'll start at 7:30 a.m. in Room B63, that's the basement conference room over in the Hersler building, will run till 9:30, and then we'll convene again on the adjournment of both houses in the afternoon. And I think it would be quite useful for anybody, particularly new members, but anybody that wants to learn more about the intricacies of that particular piece of legislation. So I commend it to you, 7:30 tomorrow morning and on adjournment.
Senator Geis?
Mr. President, Committee Number 5, Water, Agriculture, Water Resources, and I got to get the whole title here pretty quick. Anyway, we'll have a meeting tomorrow upon adjournment. It'll probably start about a quarter after 4 or whenever. We're going to take up Senate File 5, State Land Improvements, Senate File 6, Animal Damage Management Board Reports, Senate File 7, State Fair, and Senate File 46, Stockwater Permits.
Senator Ross, or Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, members of the Senate, there will be a joint Rules Committee meeting between the House and the Senate tomorrow to consider our joint rules for the 61st Legislature. That meeting will take place upon adjournment tomorrow in room B67 in the basement, which is part of LSO's offices down in the basement. And we will do that upon adjournment tomorrow to consider joint rules. Thank you.
Senator Schiffer.
Mr. President, your Transportation and Military Affairs Committee, number 8, will meet in about 10 minutes' time up in S-14 to take up Senate File 18, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Act Compliance, Senate File 26, County Road Speed Limits and Local Authority to Alter, and Senate File 42, Choice License Plates for Disabled Veterans.
Senator Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Joint Appropriations Committee will be meeting at 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Hersler Building, room B63, the same underground conference room, to take hearing on the School Facilities Commission reorganization public hearing. That's the bill that the name of the bill is LSO Draft 0050.C2, and it's still in the, this is the public hearing for work that's conducted during the year. And then tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., we'll be going back into hearings on the budget, and we'll be hearing from Governor Mead at 8 a.m., and from there we'll go to the Department of Health.
Senator Hines?
Mr. President, Committee Number 3, Revenue, will meet during the recess at noon tomorrow, 12:30 p.m. up in room S-16. We'll take up Senate File 21, Property Tax Exemption for Nonprofit Museum, and Senate File 40, Remote Electronic Terminal Fees.
Senator Burns?
Mr. President, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet up in S-14 up here at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, where we will first hear a brief outline of state parks and the Department of State Parks and their structure and their finances. And after that, we will take up Senate File 28, State Parks Volunteers, Senate File 33, State Parks Acquisition of Lands, and Senate File 32, State Parks Trails.
Senator Case?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Corporations Committee Number 7 will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in room S-19 up at the top of the stairs. We're going to take up 5 bills, Mr. President. We may carry these bills over. The kind of the situation we face, these are all the election bills that I spoke about. And the head of the County Clerk's Organization is holding an election on Tuesday. So we need to try to – that would be our next meeting – so we're going to open all these bills up at some time during the morning tomorrow to let her to make her testimony. And then we will continue the bills that we don't finish tomorrow on. And the bills are Senate File 3, Campaign Finance Organizations. Senate File 4, Elections, Military and Overseas Voters. Senate File 14, Counties, Election Districts. Senate File 20, Election Code Revisions. Senate File 23, mail ballot elections. And indeed, those may be carried over, Mr. President, till next Tuesday. But we'll start tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Other announcements? Seeing none, you've heard the motion. The Senate shall stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, January 13th, 1911. We are adjourned.
I'm not sure my mic was on.
Yes. Thanks so much. Thank you. 1911. Yeah, 1911. Well, that's part of our history lesson.
I was just wondering, for me, that seed record on the ice, was it intentional?
Ah.